If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Straight to the people. We'll get a little NBA disaster blitz or whatever David's calling it in about 10 minutes. Right now we go to Terrence, 97.1. Terrence, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Second time caller. I think you guys are not looking at the players or how they're going to react from injury. I think that's way more important than the coaches, because if you have these guys and they come back, you know, you're talking about Lee McNeil, Hutch, you know, these are very important pieces. And if you can plug and play a lot of those guys, especially with the new guy we just got, I think we got a good chance of having them, you know, about 12, I'll say 12 and 5.
Look, we're not that far apart. I think the difference, Terrence, look, Aleem, the prevailing thought is he's going to miss about half this season. So I can't just put him in there. Now, look, the Hutchinson thing, I got to see it. I don't think it'll be bad. I just want to see what he looks like coming off of a catastrophic injury.
But right.
You know, Terrence, look, my point is when I lose a Ben Johnson, I'm losing a guy who, in many ways, the OC is oftentimes tied to the quarterback. Like, how do I know that Jared Goff losing that relationship and the synergy they had, that it'll be seamless? And, Terrence, you might be right. Maybe you're calling me the third week of September and you're like, what do you think? And Goff has 12 touchdowns. But I need to see that.
Yeah, we got to be realistic as well. Ben Johnson was no, we made Ben Johnson. You know, our staff, our players, and you know, we made him. So it's not like he came up.
Then how come, was it Anthony Lynn didn't stick?
Remember, he was in Miami first now.
Right. My point is you got to be very careful about what we made this guy. And you know, Terrence, look, this is the beauty of it. I have a high degree of respect for offensive coordinators who do it at the highest level. Maybe you think, hey, it's the players. I think at the NFL level, the skill gap is very small. It's why I don't go crazy about OCs in college. The skill gap is huge. Look, if I'm the OC at Georgia, I could be a bag of pencil shavings, and I'm going to score 40 a game. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, everyone's good. The gap is actually very small. What Ben Johnson was able to do with Jared Goff and these pieces in creating one of the 3 to 5 best offenses in the league, be careful saying we created him. Because the amount of coordinators that would get what we've gotten out of Goff, I'd be very careful with that. Very. And you want to tell me Andy Reid could come here and do it? I will agree with you.
Well, that's why I'm a little concerned. Like, people are just assuming, oh, this offense is just going to click. And it's like, I don't know what it's going to look like. They still have all the pieces, but Ben Johnson got creative. Like, because then it goes into, well, Dan Campbell called the offense. It's like, guys, I think it was Ben Johnson. I think Dan Campbell called some fourth down plays. He had some trick plays in his pocket, but pretty much told Ben Johnson, this is your game to call, and whenever I interrupt you on the headset, take the call and run my play.
Let's go over to David, 97.1. David, what's going on, pal?
Hey, fellas. I want to make a proposal to Lions fans to make some money this season. And then, Mike, I got a quick MSU question for you.
Sure, all ears.
But I think once the schedule is out, that number is either going to stay the same or it's definitely not going up. So my thought is you've got to take whatever you can budget, put the money on the under. It's the perfect sweet spot of you can still root for the Lions to make the playoffs, but we all know you've already gone over all of the factors from last year and why this is going to be a step back year. This is the perfect spot for everybody to make some money, line their pockets a bit, and still root for a playoff team.
David, what you are selling is a very luxurious emotional hedge.
Absolutely.
So and you, that's, you to me, bet like, the under.
Like, you can still root.
And root for the over. Yeah, if they disappoint you, you get paid. If they have a magical year, David's going to say, look, this is the cover charge I paid to get into the club for them to win 12, 13 games. David is playing an emotional hedge game.
Okay.
I respect it. Now, what was your MSU question?
I just didn't know if you've been contacted about the AD opening or to potentially head up one of the NIL collectives, because I really think we could use someone with your combination of passion and level-headedness.
Yeah.
So I was just curious.
No, I have not. I'm
passion,
sure I'm on.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sure I'm on a short list, David.
Level-headedness, no.
David, here's what I'm going to say. And I want to be careful because Rico's in a good mood. I don't want to incite or inflame.
Wait, you're starting now?
Well, listen, personal development.
Hey, I told you. I nominated you. I was ahead of the caller.
You replaced him with a recycling bin earlier today.
Mistakes were made. That was 2 o'clock. I'm a different person at 4:38.
Mm, my value, recycling bin.
A lot of healing has taken place in the last 2 hours and 38 minutes.
I didn't miss the three-pointers, but I got blamed.
But you invoked the name Tatum, and it upset me.
I said nothing. I came in here and said nothing to
Lies
you.
And propaganda.
We were talking about horses.
Let me answer David's question. All I will tell you is this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, Get David, getpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Get David, getpaid.com. And again, not inflaming. I'm being totally sincere when I say it. Michigan State never, I mean, almost never in my lifetime has everyone rowed the boat in the same direction. It's why they've largely been a failure for 40 years. But they also, they act small. MSU in the world of college athletics can be a 1,000-pound gorilla when you have the revenue, when you have the brand, when you have the conference affiliation, and yes, all snickering from some of the Wolverines eating their own boogers. When you have a tradition and you have to act the part. Huh. And MSU never does. And my issue is whoever they hire as AD almost has to be a carbon copy of the very thing that Spartans hate. You need a guy that has a big-time DGAF attitude, much like Mr. Manuel in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. You gotta don't give a you-know-what, because when you're at State, you will not get a fair shake. The blue wall is going to guzzle that bathwater. You just need to keep the main thing the main thing.
You're right. You need to learn the word so. Well, you did this.
So.
And? Because you're right. Mike, you saw a microcosm of that from what, 2012 to 2015, where everybody was rowing in the same direction and things flourished. And then after that, it all fell apart. But for those 3 years, yeah, it was like the greatest time.
Yeah. No, but again, Michigan's always done a wonderful job of it. I can detest someone and still compliment them. Like, Michigan has done a wonderful job circling the wagons.
But case in point, oh, your coach is getting suspended. So?
And we'll do it again, bitch.
Like, you can just, they do whatever they want.
State will do it. They'll have to come out with a press conference, press release. This is why we did this.
Because they're mealy-mouthed. Right. They operate a lemonade stand, and Michigan operates a Lambo dealer.
Because they want to be accepted, and you have to realize, in order to be accepted, you have to learn not to be accepted.
Here's the other thing.
Georgia, you think Kirby Smart cares about everything that goes on? No.
Well, definitely not. I'd like to think that the Department of Motor Vehicles of the state of Georgia would like a word with him.
Hey, Kirby, you just had another player get pulled over doing something.
And so?
So?
Here's the other note, Dave, if you're still listening.
And Kenny, that's a compliment. That was not a slander.
The other thing that you need to do at Michigan State, and this has been, this is why Alan Haller deserved to be launched into the sun. You have got to decide, do I want to be serious or unserious? Make a pick. And if you want to be serious, here's what you don't do. You don't bring in transfers from Hope College and a backup from ECU or any of the
I think you're missing it. I think I get what you're saying.
What am I missing?
Point, Mike.
Edumacate.
I think, do you, kind of like Ward, do you value really one or two programs and the rest kind of eat the table scraps, or are you feeding everybody?
Oh, no. Choice A. Every program I'd be allowed to shutter.
And that's why you're getting the pieces that you are, because you need the athletic director who comes in here and says, I only care about the two revenue-producing sports. Everybody else, you eat their table scraps. They get everything. They get the big piece of chicken, and whatever is left, that's yours.
Yes. No, choice A. I agree completely, but it also has to be done with an eye on football. Sorry to Tom Izzo, but basketball don't pay the bills.
Actually, it does. That's why I said, no. There, it's one of two sports that actually makes money.
I'd let the basketball program fall into disrepair to get football where I want it. Okay? There. I'll say the quiet part out loud. I've seen a basketball national title. I don't think I'll ever see it in football. Unless MSU drops into D2, then we might have a shot. Big game against Mount Union coming up.
I told you my deal on the table.
I'm not repeating that.
I told you my deal.
No. And then you know what I said to you that I can't say on the... Let's... Sidebar.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.